الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, in the opening verses of Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة. O people, اتقوا. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal nas attaqu rabbakum alladhi. Fear your Lord who has created you from one living creature. Now, this surah is all about human rights. It's all about the rights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given human in all forms and in all capacities, different capacities. In the capacity of a father, of a child, of a mother, or being an orphan, whatever, or being a neighbor, or in every single capacity a person can be, what right he enjoys from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in this verse. But before going and explaining these rights, first and foremost, the most important thing for those rights to be fulfilled is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, people of the past and the people that are going to come, man and woman, Muslim and non-Muslim, whichever, every person has rights, but if a person wants to get those rights fulfilled, then the first and foremost and the fundamental and the pivotal tool that is needed is the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal nas, ittaqu rabbakum alladhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O people, open your ears and listen, that fear your Lord. Which Lord? Rabba, the person, the being who nurtured you. You can see throughout your life, throughout your activities, throughout your dealings, that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing for you. This is why he used the word Rabb, meaning the person who nurtures. How he nurtures, you can see it day in, day out. The air that we are breathing, we are walking, the health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the family, the children, everything that we see through our eyes, everything that we hear through our ears, everything that we touch through our hands, everything that we feel through our hands, All these things, all these blessings are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So is it not right if you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum. And then, to make the matter more easy to understand, to elucidate the matter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it goes on to clarify that He is the Lord that created all of you from one nafs, from one life. That is from Adam alayhi salam. So remember, all of you come from one person. And that person is the one who created Allah subhanahu, is the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. So all of you are all related to that man, to Adam alayhi salam. All of you come from that one being. To show that our color, our height, our creed, our family, all these things does not give us any sort of extra facility, does not give us any sort of higher ranking above others. Just because you are white doesn't mean you have more superiority over a person who is black. Just because you are from a family of a noble, from a noble person, doesn't mean that you will have more right over that person. Nobility and ranking, all these things, my dear respected brothers and elders, does not come through color or race. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for a purpose, so that we are able to distinguish each other. That we are able to recognize each other very easily. That this person is from England, this person is from Bangladesh, this person is from Pakistan, this person is from the Middle East. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all these different colors and different societies and different families. All this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created لِتَعَارَفُوا, so that you are able to understand and distinguish and able to recognize each other. That is the purpose. Not to think or not to feel that you are superior because of the color that you have, or to feel of more higher ranking status because where you come from, or to think that because you are from such and such a clan, hence you have more superiority over the other, that you have more right than them, you have right to life and they don't have right to life, etc. etc. All these things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, that remember, all of you come from one person, hence you are all equal. And all these divisions are only there so that it becomes easy for you to recognize each other, help you to understand each other, help you to distinguish one from another. That's the only reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all these colors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all these different languages, etc. etc. So, my dear respected brothers and elders, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started explaining the rights, حقوق العباد, the rights of servants, the human rights, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me and you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the most fundamental tool and the fundamental issue that if one is to fulfill each other's rights, that he or she must possess the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He must have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. And from him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his partner وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And from there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfilled the land with men and women from these two. So the bottom line is that we have all come from one person, Adam alayhi salam. And Adam alayhi salam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. So in that sense we are all equal. No one is above the other because of his color, or because of where he lives, or because of his language, or because of whom he associates, or because of which family he's been born into. Nothing can make a person superior. Yes, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, that the most superior and the most high ranking in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the most dignified in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is he who has the most taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be the most dignified in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that the pivot of our success, which in fulfilling the huquq of Allah and fulfilling the huquq of al-ibad. Many rights which we enjoy can be fulfilled or can be taken through the help of the courts, through the help of law or government, for example, business transaction, etc., etc. But those rights, there are many other rights which justifiably and to be completely consume those such rights, they can only be consumed or given by having the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By having the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No government can force a person to fulfill those rights. The right, for example, the right of a father, which he enjoys from his progeny, from his children. The right of the neighbor, true right and the true huquq, that can only be achieved if one possesses the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is taqwa which will make a man aware that if I do not do, or if I do not fulfill those huquq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I will be responsible and I will be asked on the day of judgment. And I will have to give account for every single action and every single shortcoming that I have done. I will be asked to fulfill that on the day of judgment. So that love and the mutual affection and that sense of responsibility, that can only be achieved and can only be acquired when a person has the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to fulfill the right of the neighbor, to fulfill the right of the parents, to fulfill the right of children, to fulfill the right of your colleagues, etc., etc., all these can only and truly be fulfilled if the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Otherwise, a person may be working with his colleagues, and they both equally have the task of fulfilling this objective, of fulfilling this task. One every 10 minutes is going out for toilet, this and that. The other person is having to take up the major slack of the other person. Yet, the employer thinks both of them are doing it. And sometimes he can't prove that he's doing less. So, his right as an employee, as a partner, is being taken away. But what can he do? Now, if that person has taqwa, and if that person was conscious of the fact that he or she will have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will have to give the account of what he did. If he or she had that awareness and that conscience, then this would never have happened. Again, children to parents, parents to children, if a person doesn't have the taqwa, then you will see the shortcomings that is happening. And today we see the shortcomings. How many children are going off the rail? How many children are not being nurtured how they're supposed to be? Why, my dear respected brothers and elders? It's because the taqwa that is needed, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is needed, is not there. And that is why the parents, they do not feel the responsibility. They let them do what they want. And what happens is that these children then, instead of being the coolness of their eyes, they become a major obstacle in acquiring peace. They become the means of their unhappiness. They become the means of their sleepless nights. They become the means of their being downcast in society. Why? It's because they did not fulfill their duty. They did not take that responsibility how they should have. So this is why, my dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made that the basis of our taqwa, of our rights being fulfilled, and our rights being given and taken on the basis of having that taqwa. Of having that taqwa. So before explaining any of the rights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ittaqullah, have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, before mentioning the right, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا, that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not associate anybody with Him. Because if you cannot even worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you cannot even fulfill His right, then how are you going to fulfill the right of the servant? Because it is Allah's right that you listen to Him. That you listen to Him. And that is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we fulfill the rights of each other. So if you cannot do the basic, which is worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how are you going to fulfill the other right? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength and faculty.